This morning, we do the Sandokai scripture for morning service because it's Tuesday. Doing what needs to be done, which was Reverend Master Jiu's highest praise for somebody, has many meanings. There's a story that happened, it isn't very widely known, of somebody who was accused of murder that they were innocent of, although the innocence could not be proven, and the person was executed. And before he was executed, he wrote something. This was in Japan. And among the words that he left were, "No matter how hard and heart-rending it is to live, let us continue to walk on and live out our lives." Meditation when we set it up is the flow between events, around events, penetrating events, continuing on. This morning when we were doing Sandokai, as I went up to offer incense, and the scripture was going through my mind, a slight mistake in it occurred. Instead of light goes with darkness, as the sequence does of steps in walking, for some reason what arose to mind is life goes with darkness, as the sequence does of steps in walking. Lo here, set up not your own standards. If from your experience of the senses, basic truths you do not know, how can you ever find the path that certain is? Training in daily life is training without, how do I put it? Without wanting it to be different when one can do nothing about the circumstances. The same thing goes for when we recite the litany for the removal of disasters, invocation for removal of disasters. And the instructions for the ceremony say, when you do this, make a circle and include everything, including disasters, within the circle, of training. It is, of course, important to train while one has youth and strength. It is important not to become involved with entanglements that as you grow older, you will not be able to get out of. So many people choose unhappiness by such entanglements. If I had not left behind my entanglements when I was 21, I would still be in my father's house in Newfoundland. And believe me, I would be extremely unhappy. I have seen over the years so many people make themselves unhappy by staying in circumstances that they should get out of, by entanglements of false senses of obligation, of false ideas of paying back, of making up for. Of making a person happy who will not be made happy no matter what. It is one of the great teachings of the Buddha that we live our own lives, that we enter this world alone, that we will leave it alone. Too many people squander their lives trying to make people happy who will not be made happy. Too many people stay in circumstances when it would be better for them that they left. This is particularly true of family life. Delusional ideas of self-sacrifice, of, as I say, making up for past mistakes by enduring an impossible present. Disasters remind us of what is essential. They remind us of what we need to do. They remind us of how much depends upon people helping one another. They also highlight the danger of selfishness. Selfishness, by its nature, destroys, smashes lives, keeps people in subjection. Making yourself a subject or a slave of someone else's selfishness does not help. Dogen constantly reminds us that we will leave this life with nothing but the good and bad karma that we have created in this life. That our wealth, our possessions, our relatives will be left behind. Too many people are afraid to walk out a door. So, on this day, Tuesday, we start with meditation, and then we do Sandokai. We'll try to do what needs to be done throughout the day. We will do Vespers this evening and offer the merit for all beings. tomorrow, if the roads are passable, then we will go like everybody else around here, go and try to do what needs to be done, where it needs to be done, and if not, not, then not. But people around here are quite resilient, so they will find a way. Unless there is a foundation in a life, then in our lives, then we cannot cope with disaster. Because we think there is the normal and the not normal circumstances. But as Dogen says, all of it is existence, time, flow. Both to turn towards life and to turn away from life is existence, time, flow. So we continue on. We live in our bodies and in the circumstances that we are in. And we continue on. Merit is requested for all those people injured and affected by the storms. Homage to all the Buddhas in all worlds. Homage to all the Bodhisattvas in all worlds. Homage to the scripture of great wisdom.